There is a word that my 5-year-old niece doesn't know exists. It's something she doesn't battle with and it's never escaped her lips. It's the 4-letter, 1-syllable, simple word. Hate. Yet it carries so much historical, political, emotional weight that shaped our beliefs, changed what we see, and made us envy. It's made us blind to truths, defined excuse, caused lies and abuse, so our minds can't choose, designed, so we lose. Lose control of reality, lose trust, and lose ourselves. Like poisonous gas, it wraps our water lungs so we can't breathe or yell for help. So she asks me, what is hate? It's made men turn on each other, cock the gun and hold at gunpoint. It's made scapegoats so we blame folks for our faults while our fingers point. It's made innocent lives grow closed eyes while enclosed in a mask of lies. By making teenage girls cry because their body size will never suit your eyes. It's made us wish we were someone else. Forced us into plastic surgery, so erasing cultural history, an urge of ideal imagery, a burglary of an identity. It's tricked us into believing that we're too fat, too ugly, and not white enough. It racially profiles to force people to sit in the back of the bus. It's made abuse cyclic and vicious, so we brainwash daughters and sunsets, burn bridges so we don't know which is wrong or right. It's made us colorblind, only seeing black and white. Planting racism and bigotry, promoting racial tensions and fights. Again, she asks me, what is hate? It's taught 18-year-old boys how to use a gun, while in the same field stands 5-year-old children who were taught to shoot someone. It's made victims of abusive fathers do the same to their own daughters. It's made men boost their masculinity by exploiting another's femininity. It's built glass ceilings, internment camps, nooses, and not allowed signs. It's raised narrow-minded babies, so maybe they'll never see past their own kind. It controls the schools and media through propaganda, teaching us the enemy while we don't question or raise our hand up. Still, she asks me, what is hate? It's caused school shootings, injustice, rape, and genocide. It's made innocent lives die and innocent mothers and wives cry. It screams the words, hate you, weak, stupid, and don't go. It's bullying with that low blow, nosebleeds from an ego. It's written Jim Crow laws, Indian removal, and Asian exclusion acts. It's enslaved our past, will engrave a cage in our path. It's made categories of inferior and superior, making us wish for another exterior, making us unable to look into the mirrors by anger, depression, fear. It's 500 years of slavery and oppression, parents failing to give their children direction. It's depression behind closed doors of bullying that no one ever mentions. It's literacy prevention, no Filipino veteran, no pension. Stereotypes one dimension, character inventions all being made by hate and misconceptions. So what is hate? It's something that my 5-year-old niece can't feel. For her, it's a man-made social construct, so it isn't real. It's an empty word, insignificant, powerless, and nameless. Now I'm just waiting for the rest of the world to follow so we don't know what hate is. Let's no longer know what hate is.